Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Thanks for joining us tonight, Dan. Obviously, last night's results done a favour for both sides.
The last night the Thunder got up, so we're going to be doing our best tonight to win the game and host the final on Sunday.
That'd be a fantastic opportunity for someone like yourself. You had to sit and watch the first six games, but obviously with the players going to their commitments with the Australian side, it's opened the door for a number of players, you included. Your last two games have been fantastic.
Yeah, well, we pride ourselves on our squad depth, so the guys that are sitting on the sidelines when the Aussie boys are here have just got to prepare and make sure that they're ready when they get their chance. So it's come for me, and it's come for Bobby Quiney and Tom Triffitt throughout the tournament. We played 16 out of 18, and there's two games to go, so we've got to perform well, and the rest is history.
Conditions tonight, looks like there's possibly a bit of rain, but it's very humid here tonight from a bowler's perspective. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, well, there's been a bit of rain this morning, but hopefully it's clear for the match, and if it is, I'm sure that there'll be a good 40 overs of cricket.
But the humidity, does that assist you at all?
Yeah, traditionally a bit of humidity, it swings around, so we'll have to wait and see.
I read with interest the article in the paper regarding your run-up and the fact you had to bowl around a tree. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's got a lot of air time in the last couple of days, but yeah, it's simple as that. I just had to run around the tree in the backyard if you wanted to get a run-up in. So I didn't play much cricket till I was in my teens, so never really got any coaching early, so I just stuck with it. Seems to be going okay.
You're a Melbourne boy, but you've obviously gone to South Australia to play senior cricket. How have you found that?
Yeah, brilliant. I got the opportunity to play first-class cricket in South Australia, and it took a couple of years to break into the side. So, again, if you work hard when you're on the sidelines, when you do get your chance, you're ready to go.
And the MCG, the chance to play here, obviously, in front of another good crowd tonight. You were here as part of the team the night we had 80,000 a few weeks ago. That experience was fantastic just to be here. But from your perspective as being a team member, not a player, how did you find it?
Oh, it was absolutely brilliant. We've never seen anything like it in domestic cricket in Australia, so it's hopefully first of many to come in the next couple of seasons. Hopefully, if we're in the final here on Sunday, then it'll be brilliant to get that number again.
Well, I'm sure that 99.9% of the crowd tonight will be barracking for the home side and looking forward to what could be a fantastic game. Hope that you get through and we'll see you back here on Sunday.
Absolutely, that'll be brilliant. We want to see all the Stars fans here. We want to see everyone that's not a Stars fan to come over and we'll convert you.
Good, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.